Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Jumping Monkeys would like to thank CashFly for the bandwidth for this podcast. CacheFly.com. CashFly. This is Jumping Monkeys with Megan Maroney and Leo Laporte. Episode 64 for September 20th, 2008. Instant Amber. Jumping Monkeys is brought to you by AudibleKids.com. To receive 9 kids' audiobooks absolutely free, go to audiblekids.com/jumpingmonkeys. And by Visa. With every purchase, Visa prevents, detects, and resolves online fraud. Safe, secure, Visa. It's time for Jumping Monkeys.
Jumping Monkeys.
Hats for sale. Everybody have a hat for sale.
Hats for sale and parenting in the digital age.
Yeah, we got hats and we got the parenting. I loved... Hi, Megan Maroney.
Hi, Leo Laporte. You know, at the very beginning it says with Megan Maroney and Leo Laporte, so it's kind of redundant to say it again, isn't it?
Yeah, but maybe they might think I'm Megan Maroney and you're Leo Laporte, so we have to kind of establish...
Oh, I'm Megan Maroney.
And I'm Leo Laporte.
Oh, good. I'm glad that's clear.
I loved that. You read the Hats for Sale.
Caps for Sale?
Caps for Sale. Caps for Sale.
By Esther Slobodinkina.
Slobodinkina. Loved
it. Yeah, that's been an Audible pick in the past.
It has. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Caps for Sale. It's a, you know, I'm still missing Abby, and I think when I think back to my kids, the things that I remember the most are reading out loud to them. Mm-hmm. Was so much fun.
Yeah.
That's the best thing in the
world.
It
is. It's interesting because, you know, we were reading chapter books, longer books to Annabella, and for some reason, she's getting more interested in reading in kindergarten.
Good.
But which has made her want to go back to simpler books.
Oh, neat.
And it's
because she can read
them. Well, she can't read them yet, but I think she can read some
early
of the
readers,
words,
yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
I think she, so it's... It's been fun to go. I mean, the boys, we still have the boys, and they read everything. And
you know, the thing that it hits home, of course, Abby went to France a couple of weeks ago and won't be back for 9 months. And the thing that hits home is how quickly they grow up. I mean, yeah. It feels like I was just reading her Caps for Sale.
You know, we usually read around 6:45 to 7:30.
Great.
If you want to come over.
Enjoy it.
Come over anytime.
It's a little early for me. I like to fall asleep while I'm reading.
Yeah.
Maybe can you make it 8? No, that's fun.
Yeah,
so
sure.
You have a set time. Are you that rigid that you actually have you say this is 6:45, it is time to read?
Well, we read before
that's
bed.
Every
day. I mean, we read
that's
all.
Bedtime.
We read
so
all day.
So you kind of know what it's
going to
be.
Yeah,
right.
You kind of know.
It's not like you have that on a calendar.
No, yeah. Reading time,
read.
And we're going to read for approximately 20 minutes and then stop wherever we are.
Okay, I just checked.
Were you ever a page skipper?
What do you mean a page skipper?
You know, like it's getting late. You've been reading for a long time. They ask for one more book.
The
and
end.
You're tired. No, you know, you just skip a few pages in between. Or
oh,
did
yeah,
you ever do
I
that?
Probably did that.
Yeah, I know. Now you're thinking, why did I ever do that?
You know, I don't know if I ever did that because I hate the idea of missing anything.
I know. Even in books you've read like 3,700 times.
Good night, Blue Room. Good night, Moon. Goodbye. Maybe
there's only so much, you know, you can
do. I don't think I was smart enough to think of that.
I can't skip pages anymore because my kids,
they know.
But sometimes I'll only read like the first two lines of each page and then skip.
See, I don't think I could have gotten away with that. Even though when they were pre-literate, they kind of knew.
Yeah.
At the very earliest days, when Abby was like 6 months old, she would eat the pages.
Right.
So that was a kind of skipping.
Right, yeah.
She would eat the pages before we got to them, and then that was too, mm-hmm. You know, couldn't really read it at that point.
Yeah.
It was chewed up and little...
So let me tell you who we're going to talk to today.
Who we're going to talk to?
Matt Berman of a company called Instant Amber.
Okay.
And Instant Amber is a service that lets you save all of your children's information, pictures, details, and it's saved securely so that in the event that they are missing.
Didn't we already do this? This is like that USB key that we did?
We did, yeah. We did talk about ways to
it was like putting it on a USB key.
Yeah, and then you keep it.
This is
a little
on the web?
Different because it's on the web. I believe that was Identikey. And I think they were on the web, too. But I guess we'll find out what the difference really between the two
Instant
is.
Instant Amber coming
Instant
up. Also,
Amber.
Spend, Save, Give.
Yes. And we've
your
got
picks.
Your pick. We've got an Audible pick. You've got an Audible pick today.
Oh, I do. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, you do.
Yes, for sale. No, we already did that. I'll come up with
we
another
did that one.
I'll come
I've got one.
One
if you can't come up
no,
with one.
No, I'm good. Megan's challenging me to come
yeah,
up with one. I'll come up. It has to be a kid's book, though.
Yeah, you need to pull your
I
weight
should,
around here.
I should. Yeah, really. I should search for... See if my book's up on Audible.com.
Yes, yeah. Little Green Riding Hood.
Little Golden
Riding Hood. Okay.
Please.
I wanted to remind people to call us. Our number is 707-981-4602. And that you can also email me at megan@twit.tv. Or you can go to jumpymonkeys.com and click on the web button and enter your phone number. And then Grand Central will call you back. And
see, that's so nice, because then there's no call, no toll charge.
So we would like comments, questions,
it's
feedback about
Google.
Parenting in the digital age, if you can manage that. So, you know, as you're looking for an Audible book, you should look for older kids, because you have, you know, they have Audible
kids.
Oh, yeah,
it doesn't have to be, okay,
it doesn't
good,
have to be
good,
a little kid. I know how good, your memory doesn't good, go back past.
Good, you're thinking now. You're thinking
19,
now. Something an older kid might doesn't. That was, that was the year that I used all those drugs. In
1997?
1997.
No.
No. All right, ready? You ready for a Visa pick?
Yeah, let's do a Visa pick.
When you go shopping, my friends, what are you supposed to use when you go shopping, Megan Maroney?
Your wits.
Did you see what Dane just handed me? Not
I
your
wits.
I
saw your credit card, and he was careful not to
he
show
like
it
this.
On.
He
yeah.
goes like this, so nobody will know.
Right,
it.
But
see,
isn't that...
You
yeah.
can you can look at my number, because I look, all I want you to say is, see that? Visa. Visa, baby.
Don't show the last four digits. Those are the most important.
Yeah, see, I keep doing
just
that.
Just don't, you know, we don't know if that covers
it's
that.
The first four digits you don't have to show. You
oh,
don't
my
have
goodness.
To hide.
Do we need to have an internet security talk?
I don't need security. I've got Visa. Visa is safe and secure. When you go shopping, online or off, you want to use your Visa card. Visa uses real-time fraud monitoring, very sophisticated technology to identify and respond to fraudulent activity. They've got so many ways to prevent, to detect, and to resolve online fraud. All you need to know is zero liability. You are never liable for unauthorized purchases. It's that simple. That's the kind of peace of mind you want when you go shopping. Make sure you take along your Visa card. I always do. Safe, secure Visa. We even sent Abby to France with a Visa card.
You did? Her own Visa card?
Yeah. Well, because...
she needs to buy things.
Well, you know, in the old days, what would you do? You'd give them traveler's checks or
right.
you'd wire them money.
Yeah.
Now, she's got a Visa debit card, mm-hmm. so it can be used either as a Visa card or as a cash card.
Right, and you get a weekly report or something.
We get a daily. I get a daily report.
Of what she's
buying. And we can determine what the spending limit is, and if she needs more money, I just transfer money from the bank here. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's so much easier nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she forgot her, you know, her power cord for
right.
her MacBook. So I'm just going to say, well, we'll put some extra money in the,
and so, yeah.
in the Visa account. And you can
buy
you
one.
Can get it out.
Buy
yeah.
a French one. They're better.
They are. They're much better. They're French.
All right.
They're tastier.
Each week on the show, we like to talk about one way to spend money, one way to save money.
Yes.
And one way to give back.
Slow down. I'm writing this down. Okay.
To charity or...
Spend, save.
Right.
And give. Okay.
So let's go with the spend first.
Okay.
I picked this because I like these clothes. I'm always picking out cute clothes for kids. I know you.
Fliggity.
I also like to say the word fliggity.
Fliggity.
Fliggity. Fliggity.com. These have clothes with wings.
No, all the clothes have wings?
A lot of the clothes have wings.
That's the funniest
and capes.
That's the...
Some have capes. Aren't they really cute?
Abby would have loved this.
I wonder what size they go up to.
Should I send
she
her?
She could probably
Let's
still,
see.
Yeah.
Here, how old am I?
Because she's thin.
One, two,
she could probably,
three,
yeah.
four.
You should get her one.
She's tiny. She's
yeah.
the size of a four-year-old,
they would
actually.
Make it... If they
and look,
make
they have
it
capes.
Free. Yeah, it's not those.
When
so
I was a little
cute.
Kid, I took a towel and safety pinned it around my
right,
neck.
Right, we've discussed that. Well,
but you don't need to do that.
You don't need to do that anymore.
Fliggity.
Yeah, fliggity.
Fliggity.
Fliggity. I just ordered a shirt with a Q on it for my my little friend Quinn.
So you can get any letter,
any
custom
letter,
initial,
any letter you want. I don't know if you can get any number.
Because yeah, I would love to get a, how old am I? 52.
Like with a little pattern on
yeah.
there, a little
I'm
gingham.
I'm 52. Look
you
at
get
me.
A little onesie, a little pink onesie.
A little onesie.
Kind of be cute.
You know, why is it they don't make Dr. Dentons for grown-ups?
I don't know what Dr. Dentons are.
You do. They're the
Dr. Scholl's?
No, they make those for grown-ups. Dr. Dentons are the jammies with feet, footies.
Oh,
you know?
Footie. Pajamas.
Footy gym.
Yeah.
Dr. Denton.
We don't call them Dr. Denton.
But they were made by Dr. Denton.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he a real doctor?
No.
A doctor of pajamatry? Pajamatry?
Yeah. He's a doctor of pajamatry. And he's very famous. He's a historically well-known American brand of blanket sleepers, formerly manufactured by the Dr. Denton Sleeping Garment Mills of Centerville, Michigan.
That doesn't mean that it's a real doctor of pajamatry.
It derives from Whitley Denton, an employee of the company who created the original design on which the product line was based. The appellation of doctor was a marketing gimmick intended to give the impression that the garments were designed by a medical doctor. Hey, wait a minute. This is Wikipedia. That's not true. It was a doctor. Dr. Denton's are what they call a genericized trademark because now everybody calls
them doctors. Everybody age 45 and older.
So the technical name for it is apparently a blanket sleeper.
Oh.
I always thought they were like footy jammies.
Oh.
This is a blanket sleeper.
Wait a minute. With feet?
Yeah, jammies with
feet. But a blanket sleeper. I thought a blanket sleeper was one where it's just like the thing that like Maggie Simpson wears. That's just
a blanket
sack. Sleep. I guess that's a sleep sack.
So that's a sleep sack.
Yeah.
No, this is like, okay, so this is like regular jammies, except that it's a onesie. It zips up and it has feet. And usually the feet have little plastic pads on the bottom.
Right.
So you
and
don't,
usually it has
slip.
A little flap in the back.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't. Mm-hmm. We don't know what, you know, but my question is... The question I'm asking the floor is,
yes.
Why do not make blanket sleepers for grown-ups?
They do. I'm sure they... I know they do, actually.
Oh,
I've seen them. You can buy them for the whole family at, like, L.L. Bean or something, or Hannah Anderson, or one of those places. Okay, let's move to Save.
Save.
Because I know you've been in the market for a free coloring book, and I wanted to tell you
I got one
that
from
I've
Google
found one.
The other day.
Really?
Yeah, the new browser Chrome. Okay, they sent me a comic book.
Oh, a comic book.
But
that's
it was. But I could color it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to get my Crayolas out.
Mm-hmm.
So well, where are we going to get
this
a free
is,
coloring book?
From the U.S. Coast Guard. My aunt is a middle school science teacher. And,
oh, neat. Inky the Whale.
Yes. And she gave my kids this coloring book. And then I found it on the internet. I was looking around for it, and I found it on the internet for free. You can just download it.
Inky was a young pygmy sperm male. She was happy living in the ocean, but careless people left litter on the shore and in the water.
See that little balloon? On that picture, there's a little balloon, like a happy birthday balloon that's sitting by the trash.
Deflated.
Ever since my kids read this story and colored it.
They don't want a balloon?
They don't. No, they still want them. They're just very careful not to let them go.
Good for them. Yeah, those are bad.
Yeah.
Inky became very sick and weak. She drifted ashore and was beached when the tide went out.
Oh, this is nice. So it's a story?
It's a true
Inky?
Story.
See, there's another happy birthday balloon sinking through the water.
Mm-hmm. Inky ate it.
Oh,
because he thought it was
Inky.
A squid.
Oh, it's also a connect the dots.
Yeah, it's not just a coloring book. It's an activity book.
Inky
is that the Baltimore Aquarium?
The National Aquarium in Baltimore. You recognize that. How'd you know?
Well, I had the book.
Oh.
But I also used to live in Baltimore.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, they found a happy birthday balloon in Inky's tummy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And here's a word hunt.
Mm-hmm.
So this is free from the U.S. Coast Guard.
Yeah,
I think
is.
That's hysterical.
Isn't it?
Wow.
So great for, you know, I bet the U.S. Coast Guard would probably, if you were had a class, I think my aunt got those free. But I don't know for sure.
I like to go to .mil domains to get my coloring books. USCG.mil. Yep. Mil-spec coloring books. Wow.
All right. Now we're getting around to the give. Then we have to get serious. This is Survivor Corps. Have you heard of Survivor Corps? They have a treaty to ban cluster bombs.
Oh, yeah, this is a good thing. Cluster bombs are a bad thing.
Cluster bombs. Do you want to describe what cluster bombs are?
It's a bomb that has many little bombs in it, and they're devastating. In fact, they use cluster, as it says on the front page here in Georgia. And it kills many, many people. They're effective ordnance. But
they're killing a lot of children.
They're indiscriminate, as most bombs are, but these particularly nasty. They used them in Ossetia.
So,
you know, it says here 107 nations have negotiated a treaty banning them.
That's great.
80% of cluster bomb victims are civilians.
Mm.
And the reason that that's a problem is each one releases tens or hundreds of smaller bombs. And so they're very, very dangerous. They don't explode in impact, but they're just like landmines. They stick around.
So Survivor Corps is an organization that was started by someone who actually was injured, I think, by a landmine.
Wow.
And so you can go to their site and donate to them. I got this The site that that you can get information is bandclusterbombs.smnr.us, which is Social Media News Release. Have you heard of SMNR?
No.
I've gotten a few of them. It's just a way to really use social media to
Very
get the
clever.
Word out for causes. So they have like YouTube videos and other things, and they target, you know, people like me who tend to read things and then blog about them.
That's cool.
So that's bandclusterbombs.smnr.us. And so check it out. And the guy who started Survivor Corps also has a book, too, that you can get information
Very
about.
Cool.
So now we're on to another sponsor, Audible.
Audible.com.
AudibleKids.com.
Kids.audible.com/jumpingmonkeys.
kids.audible.com/jumpingmonkeys. And you have a pick for
us today.
Why
would you want to remember that? Because, let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because it is the place where you could go to get a free kids book from Audible. Free. Sign
what?
Up. Actually, name it. Not just one, not just two, not just three, but six free kids books.
Six.
If you go to that site. And I'll tell you what, you're going to love Audible Kids. Audible has great books for kids of all ages. Now, you said you wanted me to pick something for older kids.
I did.
And there are so many good choices.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Ender's Game, which my son loved.
Oh,
we're really talking about
choice.
A book for boys and that gets boys excited. Ender's mm-hmm. Game is amazing. Remember Aragon?
Are you doing more than one pick?
Yeah, you bet. Aragon was written by, I think, a 15-year-old.
Yes.
And then Eldest followed that one. It's a trilogy, Christopher Paolini.
And Orson Scott Card wrote Ender's Game.
Ender's
right?
Game is by Orson Scott Card. These are all books available. I'm going to pick Aragon today.
Okay.
Because Henry has read this as many times as he read Ender's Game. He loves it. I think it's a very sweet book about a boy and a dragon. And it's long, which is nice. It's a real chapter book. There's a sequel to it. There's Eldest, so you can read more if you like. Let me play a little bit of Aragon for you.
Listening Library presents Aragon. Inheritance, Book 1,
I can't
by
believe
Christopher
it.
Paolini.
A 15-year-old wrote this.
Read for you by Gerard Doyle.
See,
Prologue. Shade of fear. Wind howled through the night, carrying a scent that would change the world. A tall shade lifted his head and sniffed the air.
I think grown-ups would like this, but this is really a book that I would say early teenage boys adore. He loves this book, and I can highly recommend it. Aragon by Christopher Paolini. He loved Ender's Game, too. That would be another great choice. The only reason I won't recommend that is because I've recommended it before on Audible. I love it. But Aragon, I don't think I've ever mentioned before, and this is a great one. If you want to get your teenager into reading, your early teen into reading, this is a great way. I would say even an 11 or 12-year-old would probably love this book. Let me see. You know, this is what's kind of neat. They put all that information on the Audible Kids site. So it says grades 6 through 8, ages 11 through 13, and grades 8 and up, ages 13 and up. So they're saying 11. They agree with me. 11 is the youngest age. But they say and up. I mean, you could go, a high school kid would enjoy this book. It's such a great book. In fact, let me just give it my thumbs up. Love this book.
Good.
Aragon. Oh, I got to log in.
You have to enter your username.
I
got to
log in. Audible Kids. Well, you can get your login right now. Go into kids.audible.com/jumpingmonkeys. Kids books from birth to and up. You know, teenagers too.
And beyond.
And beyond. And we love Audible. We're just big fans for grown-ups too. Kids.audible.com/jumpingmonkeys. You want to check that out. Please do me a favor.
So now I think it's time to talk to Matt Berman. Matt started a company called Instant Amber, and he has a personal story about how he started it.
I think he's on the line right now. Yeah. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
You're from Nashville, but you sound like you're from Boston, maybe from Southie.
I may have some family and some friends in Southie, and maybe some people are trying to find me still.
It sounds wicked good.
Well, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. I apologize for this accent.
No, I love it. It's my favorite accent in the world. I grew up in Providence.
Well, I went to school in Providence.
There you go. See, we're old friends already.
Absolutely.
So tell us about Instant Amber. How did that happen?
Well, it came to me last summer.
Okay.
I was down on the beach, down in Destin, Florida. And I was there with my two little girls. My oldest girl, Julia, was 6 years old. My little girl was two. And I was playing in the sand. My big girl said, "Daddy, would you play with me for a minute?" And I did. I committed that cardinal sin. And I turned around for about 30 seconds and was down playing in the sand. And when I stood up and turned around again, my 2.5-year-old was gone.
Every parent's worst nightmare.
Mm. Absolutely. And all sorts of different thoughts of terror go through your mind. And immediately you start looking, you start calling out. I found myself stumbling around the beach, asking people, "Have you seen my daughter?"
Oh man,
it's something. It is scary, and at the same time that the panic sets in, you start having these horrible feelings of guilt hit you, you know, wave after wave immediately. And the story, of course, has a really happy ending. I finally figured out I wasn't describing my daughter correctly to people. She's a big girl. And tall, and she was probably about the size of most four-year-olds.
So you were saying a two-year-old, and they had no idea what you were talking about.
Absolutely none. About 15 minutes into it, I was directed off the beach, up the stairs, across the boardwalk, and to the swimming pool that was adjacent to the beach.
Even that's scary.
Yeah. It was scary, of course, because at 2.5, she wasn't much of a swimmer, as you can imagine, and... And she was sitting there, had her feet dangling in the pool. And,
oh my gosh!
Yeah, this may come off or may sound as if, you know, what a negligent parent, but it's really one of those situations that can happen to almost anybody.
Oh, I don't think you're negligent. It's happened to me many times. I completely understand.
Yeah.
If it's ever happened, the terror.
Yeah.
Is overwhelming.
We were at Legoland in San Diego with Henry and Abby, and I looked up and Abby was gone. And I mean, in an amusement park, my daughter was gone, and it was the most scary thing. And she finally found us, and we were all in tears. She was I don't know, 8 or 9, but it was very scary. So I know how you feel, Matt.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what got me thinking. I thought to myself, and this like most stories. In reality, most missing kids stories have a good ending,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the vast majority. But it got me thinking, what would have happened, or what would I have done had I not found her right away? What would I have done? And I started doing some research, and I think most people think immediately, well, you call 911, and that is what you do. But the process that the police take in gathering information and doing all the administrative things they have to do to start a search for your child is a long and tedious process.
And you're freaking out.
You're freaking out. If you can calm down enough, long enough,
right,
to gather your thoughts, get the information that they need, you're still burning precious and valuable time. And really, finding missing children depends most upon time and saving time. If you don't find your kid in the first 2 to 3 hours, chances are you're not finding your kid. And that's what's terrifying. So I looked at all the different products out there that were available that purported to help parents and help law enforcement with this situation, and I didn't find anything. And I came up with the idea, if we're really trying to save time, if that is the goal, and that is the goal, the best way to do so is to have that information already gathered up in one location, all sorts of data, including photographs, and have that information accessible at all times, no matter where you are, no matter what the circumstances. And it seems obvious, but the answer is using the power of the web.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm at instantamber.com. The key for a parent would be to sign up first before something like this happens.
Well, absolutely. The idea here is you want to take as many actions, positive actions, as you can, just in case the unthinkable happens, and that's the idea here. Instant Amber is not going to prevent your child from going missing. What it's going to do is give you and give law enforcement the best chance of having a successful recovery.
Right. So $29.95 a year.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to put a price on this kind of peace of mind. And we went back and forth about it, but we thought, really, for most parents, less than the cup of coffee, the cost of a cup of coffee a month was probably a fair price for not only the peace of mind, but really the service that, if called upon, is absolutely priceless.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have costs. I mean, it's reasonable to charge for this. You got to maintain the database. You have to have you've got a nice website. It makes it easy to enter in the data and all this stuff. You've got to monitor this stuff and keep it secure because people are relying on you to make sure it's available all the time.
Well, absolutely. And we take security. You know, that is certainly the most critical aspect of what we do. When a parent creates an account and enters in the information, any data transmission is encrypted. We don't touch or see the data even. It is encrypted during transmission. It is stored on private servers with a large storage company who monitors the data. Additionally, all the data is monitored by McAfee Secure, which is the world's biggest and most reputable data monitoring company in the world. And I hope I'm not being redundant here, but security is all important, and people's privacy is all important. You have to take those things into account, but at the same time, you need to provide a product that is going to be useful in case of an emergency. And some of the other... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Walk me through the process. I'll sign up, and now do I fill out a data form? What exactly am I going to do here?
We have tried to make this as easy as possible. So when you go ahead and you create an account... We initially capture some very basic information about you, your name, your address, your email address, so that we can create an account that will be yours and will be private. After that, we walk you through a series of steps, and I've actually written a couple notes if I can, but we capture information in the following categories: identity, images, relationships, and emergency medical information. And I will tell you, compared to other options available, we are comprehensive. If I can get technical for 1 second, if your child goes missing, law enforcement has to fill out a form called the NCIC report, and that is a national form that goes into a database in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
We collect all the data ahead of time that's possible to be collected.
See, this makes sense. Do this now while you're not freaking out. Mm-hmm. It's a long form. You know, you don't want to be sitting there on the phone with a police officer filling this out. Can they then go online and get this data?
That's absolutely what we do. You create this account. You have a login ID. You have a password. But you also create a password which is only for law enforcement. So in the event your child goes missing and law enforcement is about to go through the process of collecting this information, which can take hours itself, you direct the police. You say, you know what, officer, I have an account at instantamber.com. Just go to instantamber.com. Here is my login, and it's your email address, and here is the password which I have selected. And when they put in your email address and that password, they are instantaneously able to download all the data and photographs that they need. There's nothing more that you have to provide them.
Is there a standard kind of NCIC download? I mean, or do they have to kind of copy it out of there? How does that work?
They have to – interesting question. Initially, in conception, we wanted to pre-populate that form for the police.
Right, and they can just print it out.
They can print it out, but then they have to enter that data into the database themselves.
Oh, anyway,
because
okay.
Absolutely, it's a national database. So we've cut out all that middle time. We've put it in the order that they need. We worked with the TBI and with various law enforcement agencies to develop this. So it is exactly what the police need. It is at no cost to the police. All law enforcement has been extremely positive about this because they see how this can make their jobs easier, and it can help them be more successful in recovering children.
So they're open to this idea. If I say to them, oh, look, I got this Instant Amber thing, they're going to say, oh, good.
They love this idea.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It makes sense. If someone offers you a tool, no matter what your job or profession is, a tool that isn't going to cost you a penny and is going to make your life much easier, your job easier, and going to allow you to have more effective results, who'd say no?
Yeah, yeah.
So how often should parents update this information?
We are going to remind parents to update this information about 3 or 4 times a year. It's important to keep it updated for a number of different reasons, or a number of different things can change. Children's appearances change.
Right.
And that's one of the great advantages that this product has over other products which have a static photo. You can upload an unlimited number of photographs to this, and we suggest the types of photos you need. But you can also not only update an unlimited upload an unlimited number, but you can do it an unlimited number of times. So we're going to suggest 3 or 4 times a year to get current photos in there. Obviously, a little bit more important when your children are small, because younger children
change
more quickly.
Yeah.
But even with teenagers, you know, one week your teenage, you know, son has brown hair, and the next week you can have, you know, a blue crew cut, and that's just part of being young. But it's
right.
important to get it in there. People move. People's friends change. We collect all sorts of information about relationships. I'll give you one other thing. With the advent of the internet, a whole new series of challenges have arisen for parents and for law enforcement. And one of the things we do ask parents to get, if they can, and to put into this database are websites and accounts where their children frequent. So, for instance, Facebook accounts, Facebook passwords, those kinds of things. Anything that can help the police try and figure out where your child might have gone or with whom.
Right. And what I like about this is it's not talking about predators necessarily. It's talking about whatever happens. You know, your kid, as happened with you, could just get lost. And this is, you're going to still need this information, and it's very, very valuable to have it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Over 1 million kids are reported missing every year in the United States. One every 42 seconds. It's an absolute epidemic. It's kids getting lost. It's kids running away. It's custodial interference. And, of course, there are those really scary situations where it is predator or even acquaintance abduction.
Yeah, that's what we're learning now. It's very, very frequently somebody you know or in the family, unfortunately.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
One of the things, and I appreciate that you noticed, one of the things we've tried to do in getting the word out about this product is not to try and use fear.
It's not a scare tactic. Yep.
We want to let people know what the statistics are, and let them know that this is something they can do beforehand, just for peace of mind, for protection, and for the best possible opportunity should something bad happen.
Right.
We don't want to scare people into this. That's not the point. The point is to educate people about this really serious problem out there in the United States and actually worldwide as well.
Matt, I really, really appreciate your time. The website is instantamber.com. $29.95 a year.
And also, Matt is offering Jumpy Monkeys Listener a discount code. Jumpy Monkeys Listener is 15% off until October 31st.
How do they do that?
You know, we've set up a promo code in our system so that when parents go ahead and sign up, they will be prompted after they enter each child in for a promo code, and it's very clear. This is an extremely user-friendly system. Even if you're not familiar with computers or very comfortable, you can do this. It's easy and it's quick, but you just enter in Jumping Monkeys into that promo code box after each kid, and the discount will automatically apply.
Thank you very much for doing that.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. I want to tell you, as you can probably tell, I was a little bit nervous about this. I don't do a lot of these. In fact, this
you should do more of them, Matt. This is good, and we want to get the word out. I think that's really a good service.
Well, with this accent, maybe I can get an extra part in Goodwill Hunting 2 or something.
Matt, it's great to talk to you. I'm so glad that your daughter turned up safe and sound just a few minutes later. But it was also, hey, that was a little wake-up call that maybe helped others in the future with InstantAmber.com, and I think that's great.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay.
I have a call.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, here's one of our listeners. I don't know where they're.
Hey, this is Dawn.
for all you parents out there who have got kids, bit of advice. They drive us nuts, crazy. In the meantime, we drive them everywhere else.
I need a rim shot. Yeah, that's kind of that sounds like a Rodney Dangerfield joke.
Yeah.
Hey, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, it was good. Okay.
My kids, they drive us crazy, but we drive them everywhere else.
Now Jen wrote in because she was listening to your nice.
It was a little late, but it was there.
That's better. Remember, do you remember on the screensavers when Patrick would get really mad when you would make that sound? Wah, wah. He would get really mad.
I would do it just to make him
mad. Okay.
Oh, you mean, is this one? Was it this one? That one?
I think so. But you didn't have control of it. You would just make it.
It would just happen. Now I have complete, well, relatively complete control.
There's a reason why you didn't have, there's a reason why on the screensavers they used to be able to turn off your mic.
Yeah, no one can turn it off now except me. And even I sometimes fail it. All right, we're getting punchy.
Okay.
Yes,
Jen from Missouri says she wanted to enter the giveaway for the Peanut Butter PC software, so she has a suggestion.
All right.
A free digital scrapbooking service called scrapblog.com. And I checked out Scrapblog. I haven't done any scrap blogging yet, but it looks interesting. It's like a digital scrapbook as opposed to just pictures. You know, there's the like.
But is that as satisfying, you think, doing it? I mean, wouldn't you want it like physically? Don't you want like velvet and fuzz?
And glue? I don't know. I don't scrapbook. So.
Oh, look, it has music. It's kind of neat.
I think it is. I think for me, it would be as satisfying. I think I'm going to make a scrapbook.
It's like a slideshow. It's like a fancy slideshow.
You can embed the pages on your website, email to friends and family.
Look, if you go to India,
you can print them.
You can do this.
I don't like glue, so I think I would like this.
Oh, this is kind of neat. So this is actually somebody's real trip to India.
She says it's free.
And you scan the stuff in. Oh, and then, but it's neat because then you can share it with other people.
Right.
I think this is kind of neat. So it's a kind of a new, really, it's in a way, it's a shame to call it a scrapbook because it's really a new way of sharing slideshows with people.
Yeah, look how cute that is. That's super cute.
They got Amelie, and she's got her little fairy wings on. Maybe it's from Fliggity.
Maybe.
Yeah, she's a cowgirl. That's cute. So these are pictures of her daughter, and she's added, glitter and stuff. But it's not real glitter. It's virtual glitter.
Now, I wonder how they make money.
Well, they make it up in volume.
Is there a pro account or something? What did you say? They're making up as they go along?
Yeah, they're making it up in volume. See, and look, this is neat. You can grab and post these scrap blogs to Facebook or Flickr or MySpace or Photobucket or Picasa or WordPress or Blogger or WebShots or SmugMug. So you could actually make this and then embed it in your blog.
Right.
You know what? I love it. As long as you don't think it's like a scrapbook, it's really a very clever, beautiful slideshow.
Well, you can print them out.
You can.
That's what Jen says. You can.
All right, let's do a save the date. Save the date. I always thought that was kind of silly, where people send you an invitation. It's not really an invitation. It's just saying, don't do anything else that day.
You really think those are silly? I like them.
So it's like a pre-wedding invitation?
Right. Cause,
but why don't you just send out the invitation? Are you not ready yet?
The etiquette is to send the invitation 6 weeks in advance, but you want people to save that
date. I see. So you send this years in advance.
Yeah. As soon as you meet someone you think you might want to marry, you send out a save the date.
So this is all deconstructible. Like, and you can add new stuff.
You know, a year in advance or something.
This is quite nicely done. I'm totally blown away by this is an example of what you can do with Flash. Use some stickers.
Yeah. Over the people's picture.
Right over their picture. Well, we don't.
Okay. Do you have another voicemail or shall I get another email?
I'm sorry. I was busy saving the date. Yes. Let's play another voicemail. What do you say? It's from Oklahoma City.
Hi, Leo. Hi. This is Mark in Oklahoma City, and I have a daughter, Tracy, who's 16, and next year, as a senior, will be going to Europe, France.
Oh, boy.
Sound familiar, Leo?
Yep.
But she'll only be going for a month or two.
Mm.
So what should I prepare for? It's really scary sending a 16-year-old girl overseas.
It is.
Your show today was on anxiety. Please help me with mine. Talk to you later. Thanks for the show.
Great question.
Yeah, last week we did talk about anxiety.
And this is parental traveling to foreign land anxiety.
Yeah. How should he prepare?
Gosh.
It's okay to cry, Mark.
It is. I cried. I've been crying for a while. Jennifer and Abby, it's funny, were hugging and crying for at least 3 weeks before she left. It was kind of neat. They had these moments where they would go, you're leaving, and then they would cry. I think, you know, I trust Abby. I think she's got a great head on her shoulders. I know she's not going to get into trouble. I know, you know, we've talked about alcohol and drugs and boys, and she has, I think, a very, you know, she's very sensible about all that stuff. So I'm not worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
The program she's with is well done, and that was important to me. I made sure that they had high standards. They took good care of the kids. The family that she's staying with has been vetted heavily and has a 16-year-old daughter. So
good.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah.
It's a French girl who wants an American sister, kind of.
Right.
So we did everything we could to check the program, check out where she was going to be. I did prepare her by giving her Skype, and she's got a computer, a laptop with a camera and a microphone, and I bought unlimited outbound calls, so she can call me from, she can call any phone number for free anytime.
You should make sure that she has her power cord. That's one thing.
And her passport.
She had her passport, right?
She had her passport and her visa. You have to get a visa if you're going to stay for longer. I don't know what the limit is, but yeah.
If you're not working or anything?
No, as a student, you get a student visa. It's cute, too. Cute picture. It's nice to have in your passport. Student visa for France.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's a great thing for a 16 or 17 or 18-year-old kid for a gap year, for a junior in high school or college. I think it's a great thing. We need to travel worldwide. We need to understand that there's a world outside of our country. I want both my kids to both live and travel abroad extensively. And they have quite a bit. You know, that was the other thing. We had been to France twice before, so she knew that she wanted to go to this country as she's been to many other countries. We travel a lot. I like to travel. It's going to be, you know what? It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
You're going to be anxious. We're terrified. And as I said earlier, sometimes you have to let them do things that could end badly.
Right.
But that's part of growing up.
It's true. All right. Papa Chango from Montreal and Paris says,
"Ooh, baby.
When mommy is traveling on the road and daddy is alone with a 7-year-old boy and a 15-month-old baby is cranky, what do I do? Put on a podcast with Leo's mellifluous voice. Mellifluous voice.
Hey there, hey, baby, quiet down.
And the baby goes to sleep every time.
That's neat.
But not Twit. The baby cries when he hears Dvorak. I have the baby in my arms and I'm listening to the show live. Baby fell asleep 12 minutes into the show.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Then he writes, number 23, why parenting is so much harder than when I grew up. When I was 7, my mother gave me a lecture about how dangerous playing Jedis would be. My son just turned 7, and I had to explain to him just now why he should connect to our home Wi-Fi from his laptop. A 10-year-old with a T21 ThinkPad running Ubuntu Linux.
That's a different world.
Ubuntu Linux.
Yeah.
And not on the neighbor's open router, which is named Linksys.
Very good. Those are the dangers. Wow.
Yes. One more. When I was 7, I was thrilled when our family got lawn darts. My 7-year-old has no friends who play chess and wants to join an internet chess club.
Awesome. I play chess on my iPhone now every night.
Oh, nice.
There's a wonderful chess application on the iPhone called VersaChess that when you fire it up, you can't play on the iPhone. When you fire it up, it finds out that an opponent and you play again. It's a speed game, like a 10-minute game.
Oh, but you're playing other people?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really fun.
What do you mean you can't play on the
iPhone? It's not a computer chess playing game.
You're not playing the iPhone. You're playing other humans, people. That's
which
cool.
are much better than playing machines.
That's great.
Yeah, so it's really, really fun.
Yeah.
It's called Versa Chess. I think it's $5 on Versa the, maybe chess. $10 on the iPhone.
Do we have time for another call?
We have another call. I don't know if I have time for it. It's 3 minutes long. Should we try it and just see where it takes us?
See where it takes us. See where those 3 minutes takes us.
Hi, Megan and Leo. This is Dee Dee from Tempe, Arizona. And I've called a few times before. I just really love your show. Yay, you did a homeschool show. I am so grateful for that. I really enjoyed listening to her and the things she was talking about. And, you know, there's just so much great stuff on there.
And it's so true that homeschooling really doesn't take a whole lot of time. I have three. My kids are 5, 6, and 7. And it really doesn't take nearly as much time as what they put in at conventional school. Because you're just focusing on the content for a short time.
And yeah, see, that would be my concern. But on the other hand, I'm thinking I really should have homeschooled Henry especially. Abby's done fine, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You stop when the child understands. You know, you don't have 20 other kids right. to try to teach.
You're just teaching your own kid. That makes sense.
One thing I was a little disappointed about, though, is that it wasn't much techie info. You know, and she even had a great opportunity because she uses S-Born. S-Born has, on the Internet, you can explore more into some of the books that you're looking at. And then there's also a website called CurClick, Cur, C-U-R-R, as in curriculum, CurClick.com. And you can get, well, their advertisement is Tomorrow's Lessons Today. So you can download ebook curriculum and stuff, and it's very inexpensive. There's also Lady Cindy Rushton, and she has an Ultimate Homeschool Expo that is all done on the computer. It's done over the Internet. And so you can be at a live seminar while you're cooking dinner or while you're working on the computer or, you know, while you're homeschooling or whatever. And some of them are recorded and can be downloaded onto your iPod. Some of them can't. Kind of depends, but she has a great thing there. So there's just so many techie opportunities for homeschooling that I think is great, especially for your show to be able to list some of these, because you have a lot of techies that listen.
We should
and
do,
I'm a techie,
we do
but
that,
I
yeah.
homeschool and I utilize.
I think that's really true, that homeschooling's been revolutionized by the Internet.
Yeah.
It must have been much more difficult when you had to find curriculum and you know, find all that material. And now you go to the Internet.
Right.
And it's all there for you.
Yeah.
So I think that that's a very good point. And
that's
maybe
true,
we could do
yeah.
it again and get somebody on who just
right,
says
yeah, or
how
Dee
to do it online.
Email me those links and I can put them up.
Put them on the notes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dee Dee. Really good points.
Yeah.
Really good points. Yeah,
I
really
think we're
show.
Out of time.
Yeah, it's fun. A lot of
yeah.
fun.
Yeah. So we'll see you next week. We're going to talk to some more people about parenting in the digital age.
We love parents. We love kids.
We love age.
Talking about. We love age. We got age. I got age. You don't have age. You're a kid.
Right. And we love you for listening.
We do. Thank you so much. 707
981-9204653.
Maybe we better give that again.
707-981-4602. Go to jumpingmonkeys.com, put your number in the web button, and it will call you automatically.
For free. See,
and it won't
and
make
that's
that
better.
Sound, Leo. It's made for free.
It won't do that.
And thanks to Matt Berman for coming on. Matt Berman from Instant Amber.
Will it do this? You jumped. You really jumped.
I did. And don't forget, if you want to sign up for Instant Amber,
that's so mean.
Use the discount code JUMPINGMONKEYS. And you get 15% off until October 31st, 2008.
We have to say that because people will be listening to the show in the year 2025.
They will, yes.
And they'll be saying, wow, parenting right. is so different.
Mm-hmm. And offer void where prohibited.
You threw that in. It's made up.
All offers are void where prohibited, right? I mean,
yeah,
isn't that redundant?
If it's illegal to do this, it's illegal.
Right.
You
exactly.
shouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. I play that now. It doesn't annoy Patrick anymore, but it really bugs the esthetician next door who's doing a facial.
Oh, really?
It really drives her crazy.
Yeah. You hate to hear that.
Yeah, I hate to hear that when you're getting
when
a facial.
When you're waxing.
Yeah. Ow! We're going to see you next week. We'll have a lot more stuff, and we thank you for being here.
Yep, on Jumping Monkeys.
Bye-bye.